Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Discover a healthcare team that's always here for you at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
Taoiseach Leo Varadkar said he must have been briefed on it. Taoiseach Micheál Martin says he isn't aware of it. And a number of former health ministers have no recollection of it. The latest controversy enveloping the government sounds more like a riddle as key figures grapple to explain whether the state forced elderly people to pay for nursing home care they were entitled to and then later pursued a strategy to curb financial compensation. Joining me for more on this is Philip Ryan, political editor with the Irish Independent. Good morning. Philip, thank you for joining us.
Good morning, Claire.
Your colleague at The Independent, John Downing, describes the people who are in the know on this as an elite minority. Did Leo Varadkar change tack in the Dáil yesterday? Because he said then he must have been briefed about the state's nursing home charges, that legal strategy, at some point.
Yeah, look, this is a strategy that Leo Varadkar sometimes applies in these situations when it seems that he genuinely doesn't know if he did or did not know about this strategy. It seems to be there in black and white that officials from a department he was in certainly did draft this strategy, and the details were published in the Irish Mail on Sunday and the Irish Daily Mail. So, look, the elite who John Downing might be talking about, maybe the civil servants as well, who drafted up all this strategy and the legal advisors involved, I think most people in government do accept privately that they would have been given some sort of heads up about this. Look, they get huge amounts of documents every day, emails, briefings, memos, etc. So a lot of stuff goes by their desk, and if you're in power for 12 years, like most of the Fine Gael ministers are, that's a long time. Or if, indeed, if you're like Micheál Martin, who's been in various governments over the span of 30-odd years. So, look, they get a lot of documentation. It seems to be that this is the case. They can't really deny it. It's there in black and white in these Department of Health documents. And whether they read it or not is besides the point. They would have been given it, so, or themselves or the advisors or someone must have read it.
There is a little bit of an information vacuum, though, because the Oireachtas Health Committee has asked for documents for the department. It's going to do a trawl of that and hold its own inquiries. Then you have the Attorney General doing the same. The Dáil will debate the issue again next week. So while all that is happening, Philip, where do you think this stands?
Well, look, the government have a bit of a problem with this. People are looking on, people who've had relations in nursing home care over the years, people who had to make significant sacrifices to pay for their relations in nursing home care over the years, whether it be selling off property or contributing some of their salaries. They're looking on and thinking, well, were we entitled to some money from the state here? The former Ombudsman, Emily O'Reilly, she seemed to think so back in 2010. Nothing was done about it. The government will argue, of course, as well, is that, look, people took up this decision themselves to put their elderly parents in nursing home care, even though the reality was they didn't have a choice but to do that. Eilish O'Regan's pointing out in her own paper, in 2009, there were 23,000 people in long-term care in the country, and there was only 7,500 in public homes. So there was a huge gap between the people who needed care on a long-term basis in their older years. So look, it's a messy one for the government because, as we saw last night on primetime too, that more issues in other sectors, this summer in disability, are coming out and saying similar strategies were adopted by the state to ensure, to contain and make sure that there wasn't this huge bill for the taxpayer in the end of the day, like we've seen with other issues.
So how serious do you think this issue is for the government now?
It's hard to see how it'll play out. Look, it's very clear from the advice that was given over the years and even statements in the Dáil that the decision was taken that public and private would be treated differently. The AG said, Rossa Fanning told the Cabinet yesterday, look, there was a clear distinction drawn when these schemes were drawn up to give redress to people in public nursing homes who were made pay, but it was never the case that it was always a scheme to pay the private. But at the same time, we now know that a strategy was applied by the government to contain the amount of people and to sort of pay off people who do take a case so it wouldn't go public and result in even more claims.
I just wanted to ask you about your lead story today, the NCT backlog, the National Car Testing Service. 375,000 vehicles on the road now without an NCT cert. But the company's going to say that 3,500 people a week aren't going to their appointments.
Yeah, look, that seems to be one of the big problems that they're having with the NCT at the moment is that there's a large amount of people that are booking appointments, and then when it comes down to the crunch, that they're not showing up. So around 2,500 people are just not showing up without making any effort to tell them why they're not or to cancel it. And then another 1,000 a week are telling them just very shortly before they're due to have their cars tested. There's a range of issues they point through, and we'll go through when they're before their Oireachtas Transport Committee. I think it's around 1:30 today. They have issues around retaining staff. They're saying the Great Recession that you probably spoke about a number of times, or the Great Resignation that followed COVID is one of the issues. They also have an ageing workforce and aspects like that too.
Mm-hmm. Yes, okay. And that's likely to be discussed in a little more detail today. It sounds like they could easily fix it though. You know, if they charge us to make the appointment, you'd be less likely to cancel it and just not turn up without telling them. Philip Ryan from the Irish Independent, thank you for joining us. Back with more after this break.
Email todaycb@rte.ie.